a.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why'st must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service, without all the drama.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
General D out there saying he's on IR now, from dancing to the song Celebration. It's a really good song, Celebration, by the way. Also, he says he's seeing out there on the Twitterverse, 2 years, 50 mil could be the asking price for Kyle Lowry. So Jornets, get rid of one, divide by two, 25 a year. Again, that's what I was saying. 4 years is 39, two, makes a little bit more sense. But if you do a simple type in a Google search box in search field, Kyle Lowry, stories such as the following pop up. Is Kyle Lowry the missing piece for the Dallas Mavericks? Free advice from thestar.com. Bring back Kyle, pass on Dame. The Athletic lists him among the top three. So there's going to be some suitors if that's the case again. What are you talking about, Gus? If you're just joining us. Mark Stein tweeted about 15 minutes ago, there is rising buzz in New Orleans. They plan to enter the race for free agent to be Kyle Lowry. League sources say there will be several Lowry suitors, but it's clear why the Pels, desperate to help Zion Williamson reach the playoffs, would want in. More coming soon. So that's why we're even discussing this. It's a question of the day. Jordan, very simple.
Yeah, what is your takes? What is your takes on this?
Well, what do you think? So we'll go through some of that on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA. You can give us a call at 800-998-1003. Next week, Saints training camp, Jordan, on Thursday. Also, Thursday the 29th, NBA draft night. Daniel Salerson, the Pelicans Radio Network. Congratulations, Daniel. Welcome back in the saddle again, sir. How are you doing? More importantly, how is mom's and baby two?
Is doing well as well. So mom and dad are not getting as much sleep, but that's expected now with two kids. But hey, we're rocking and rolling. It's good to be back.
I was going to say, you haven't got much sleep. What is that like, by the way?
What is not getting a lot of sleep like? I was about to ask you, what is getting sleep like?
I need to
go back to thinking how well it was to be sleeping, right. You know, 8-plus hours every night. Yeah. And now I'm trying to figure out, well, what's it like not to sleep for 8-plus hours every night? So I'm trying to reverse this on you, of how nice it is that you're able to sleep, you know,
you would say that, night. But the last 2 days, Carver has woke up at 5:55, 6 o'clock, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, buddy, I'm glad everybody is good and everything's good and you're back in it. And while you're not away, you're still paying attention to all different things. We get to the NBA Finals. We're awaiting official word, obviously, on the next Pelicans head coach. But you absolutely, I'm sure, I want to hear from you because we try not to text you too much during the finals. But, dude, what a finals it sort of has been. I know the first three games were double-digit wins. The next two have been down to the end. And I like this. The ratings are up. People are enjoying it. I think it's easy to root for both sides for one reason or another. What have your thoughts been on the NBA Finals where the Bucks, with the win tomorrow night, will be champions?
That's the most interesting part. And, you know, I've been able to watch most of it. There's been some times I've been on daddy duty where I've missed a half or so of certain games. But I've enjoyed them a lot. And you're right, it's kind of hard to figure out which team to root for because there's definitely rooting interest on both teams. For a Pelican standpoint, having Milwaukee win it is great for a small market if we're going to go that route. Just seeing a team build organically through trade, through the draft, with Giannis signing a big contract, you know, trying to get a championship back in Milwaukee, you definitely want to root for Milwaukee, but also from the Phoenix Suns, of course, Chris Paul playing here and Monty Williams. I mean, it's hard not to root for those two guys. And obviously for the Bucks too, if you're about Jrue Holiday. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some rooting interest in both. And I was just rooting for some good basketball, and you're right, these last two games have been phenomenal. I mean, the steal by Jrue, last game, the alley-oop, one of those plays you're going, no, 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 yes, 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 like, wow, Jrue, you know, you actually did that with 14 seconds to go, but I've been really impressed with the play during these finals. I think everyone is realizing that you don't have to have necessarily, you have Giannis, who is an MVP, so you can't say there's no big stars, but you don't have to have the mega stars in the finals in order for it to be good, and I think this finals proves that, and it hopefully can open up the doors for more teams next year. But long story short, I've been really enjoying them, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. I'm kind of hoping for a game seven. I'm ready for Phoenix to win just so we can have an extra basketball game to watch on Thursday night.
You know, it's interesting. Speak with Daniel Salison, Pelicans Radio Network. Man, this is video. Obviously, you can't see it, but this is Bucks fans lining up the street at their airport, just like Saints fans have done in the past, welcoming Milwaukee back to town yesterday. You mentioned it, the market, the size, Milwaukee, New Orleans at times are mentioned in the same breath in terms of not being major markets and such. We talked about it, the importance of Giannis re-signing there and staying there and all of that. Dude, I brought this up last week. I don't know for a Saints game if you're going to have 20,000 over there at Champion Square. Now, we're just different. We may have watch parties. We have bars to go to and restaurants. But 20,000 in the Deer District, that's incredible. Like, that's legit 20,000 people. You don't put 20,000 in the Smoothie King Center by comparison in terms of, like, how many people that is. I think it's big for the NBA to see that, right?
Yeah, and think about it. Even during home games, you're seeing 20,000 plus out there, along with the 20,000 plus that are in Fiserv Forum. So the support that Milwaukee has given their team is phenomenal and great to watch. It kind of reminds me of a couple of years ago with the Raptors and what they had at Jurassic Park. Yeah. And they had a ton of fans there watching. And that's really cool. And hopefully the Pelicans can get there, whether it's the Champion Square or, I mean, we saw during draft night in 2019 with Zion how Fulton Alley, that atmosphere was definitely something that you want to see and you want the world to see. And that's what you're getting, too, is for free agency purposes. If you're a player watching this at home, you're seeing the type of support you're getting that makes you want to go there. I mean, in a sense, I don't know if that's going to be a huge difference, but I think some people will look at that and go, wow, the support in Milwaukee, and especially if they win a championship, why can't I go there and help them win another one? It's been phenomenal to see. Their fans have been great, and even Phoenix, too. You know, the Suns and four guy, and I know they're picking fights with a lot of people down there. But at the same time, though, I mean, their fans have been really good.
Bucks and six.
Bucks and six. There's been two teams that haven't been there in the while, and their fans are the ones that have been faithful and loyal are showing out. And it is really cool to watch, but it makes you just want this to happen to the Pelicans even more, and hopefully down the road that's something that we could be talking about in the next couple of years.
I may ask this tomorrow, since tomorrow is actually game number six, you know, and do it. But so we have the Deer District. You mentioned Jurassic Park. What do you think our viewing area would be?
Like, the
first thing that popped, the perch, first thing that popped in my head was the Bayou or something of that nature. So do you have anything that pops in your head? Like, what would we call our quote-unquote fan area?
Yeah, Pelican Perch, Pelican Point, I think, is kind of cool. The Nest. I don't know if they even,
I like the Nest.
Pelicans are even in Nest. But, I mean, just going for a bird. I have to do more research on our state
right.
bird here.
Right.
But
I mean, we got to win first. I get that. But you know what? It's let's just help research department. That's all. It's just
let's just plan parade years in advance. We can do that, right? I mean, we have faith in our team. But yeah,
look,
those names will work.
I know Daniel Salishman, Pelicans Radio Network. You like to have the pay grade and access. I don't know what retinal scan. I mean, how do you probably get different build parts of the building if you're David Griffin and he's in charge of getting this team, the roster that can compete and contend for that. So I'm not going to ask you that per se, but put on a GM's hat from this aspect of it. You've watched this postseason. When you look at the teams, whether it's the Hawks with Trey and some of the other guys, even Zhao at the Grizzlies, is there anything you can take from what we've seen in the Eastern Conference, Western Conference runs that you're like, you know what? You need to see that in New Orleans. Not to say that they don't have it, just like what are common ingredients and denominators? Like we've talked about this while you were away, Daniel, and this. I think you've got to have a backcourt that can make plays. Like score, defend, but really you got to have scoring, three-point shooting. You can't win if you don't knock down the three. Defense. You've seen teams this postseason rely on defense. The play you're referring to, the Drew steal and alley-oop, was a steal. The Giannis block was a block. Those are two defensive plays. Those are the things that pop in my head when I look at this postseason that says, all right, when I'm building my gumbo of the Pelicans' upcoming season, I need these ingredients. What are you looking at?
I completely agree with both those ingredients that you have. I think another one that I'm seeing is veteran presence on a team. And yeah. I know the Pelicans have had some of those pieces with Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe. But when you look at the Phoenix Suns and how they went 8-0 in the bubble last year, but weren't a playoff team, and they acquire Chris Paul and look at where they are out, that just that one or two veteran presence that can help. When you look at the Milwaukee Bucks, they have the P.J. Tuckers. Even adding Drew, I mean, Drew is a very young, still in the NBA, but he's been in this league for almost 10 years. Adding a guy like him to go along with Giannis Antetokounmpo, a Bobby Portis who's been able to bring that tenacity and that defensive presence to the Milwaukee Bucks. I think each team used to be Phoenix is still very young, but Milwaukee's a little bit older. But I feel like for the Pelicans, just having that veteran leadership to complement the young pieces the Pelicans have, I think that's the kind of route that maybe the Pelicans may need to go, the Phoenix Suns route of, do you get a veteran point guard? Do you get a veteran backcourt that can help some of these young guys develop but also lead them into the playoffs? I think that's the one thing that we really didn't see a lot of last year, and maybe that could be part of the missing piece. But I'm with you on the backcourt. The backcourt is something that needs to be addressed, but the shooting, I think every team is going to say they need shooting.
Right.
But with the Pelicans' lack of three-point shooting last year, the stats will back it up that that's something that you need to have those weapons around Zion Williamson, especially when you were able to find out what he can do with point Zion. With point Zion in effect, you need those shooters to surround them to dare teams that have to pick one or the other. And so that's something that I'm sure Griff will address here in the offseason.
All right, two final minutes here with Daniel Salishman as we look ahead to tomorrow night's game in Milwaukee. A clinching game could be for Milwaukee and see what maybe the Suns have to do. What do you think's been such a difference, man, when you look at what they've been able to do? Meaning, is it what Phoenix hasn't done? Is it an adjustment? Is it something that they can adjust to do? Or is it just that right now the Bucks' big three is just playing that much better? Like, does Aiden have to drop 30? What adjustment does Phoenix have to do tomorrow to win to send it back to Phoenix?
Well, Aiden has to stay out of foul trouble. I know that's a big thing with him as far as trying to guard Giannis at times, especially when Giannis goes to the rim. Aiden's going to have to stay out of foul trouble. But I think a lot of it has to do with the play of Middleton and obviously Drew Holiday. Those are the guys that complement Giannis so well. Middleton has had some great halves. He's had some complete games, but there's been some halves that he's really turned things around for them and had some big quarters to really help them get over the hump. And Drew, even though still didn't shoot well at times during the series, really came up with obviously his best game probably of his career in the biggest situation with those 27 points and 13 assists. So I think it's going to be a combination of Middleton and Holiday continuing to play well. And then on the Suns side, and Chris Paul had the numbers last game, 21-11, but something still doesn't seem right with him, whether it's an injury or something's missing from him. And I think with him, you're going to need a different version of Chris Paul tomorrow night in order for the Suns to even things up.
Well, sir, glad everyone's doing well. And again, congratulations, man, adding another addition to your family. It's always a wonderful thing. More importantly, it's always wonderful to have you back on the air chatting. We're getting the stuff together. We're dotting the I's. We're crossing the T's. We'll start announcing and talking about draft coverage real soon, which is next Thursday. I know you guys are doing something at the end of the week. We'll be promoting all of that in the near future. But yes, NBA draft night, we'll be doing stuff together. So thank you, bud.
Looking forward to it. Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yep, for sure. Quick break. We come back, Jordan. Phone lines are open. Nope. Rafael Esparza. That's right. I keep forgetting what time it is. How good was Money in the Bank and why he thinks the fight that he saw over the weekend was one of the best he's ever seen? Ever. It's the Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans. Sunshine coming down.
Big anniversary diamonds are becoming a hot new trend,
especially in New Orleans.
And now the trend is twice as big, twice as hot.
Tell them, Lori, tell them.
Women are now buying big anniversary diamonds for their men.
As big as the one he bought her?
As big as the one that he bought her.
It got started when men started giving women diamonds at least twice as big as the one in their engagement ring.
And then the lady said, two can play that game.
I like games that two can play.
Everyone likes games that two can play.
A big anniversary diamond says, I love you twice as much today as the day I married you.
It's time for a 2-carat diamond.
Or 3 carats.
Everywhere you go, people are going to ask you about your diamond.
What you tell them is up to you.
You found a partner to share your life with.
And now it's time to celebrate.
2 big diamonds are just the beginning.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers, the largest diamond store in Louisiana, on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
Energize your business with Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. When you're elbow deep in a job, the last thing you need is to lose time and money fetching electrical supplies. Bayou Black Electric will deliver your items to the job site. There's daily scheduled service throughout South Louisiana, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Morgan City, New Iberia, and Lafayette, plus the river parishes too. If you need parts, call Bayou Black Electric Supply. 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly, instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
It is Sharif Fonshek, Channel 6 Deportes. He's live over in Hoover, Alabama. Literally, I don't know what, 30 seconds ago?
Yeah.
30
Actually,
seconds
six
ago.
6 minutes ago.
There he is, Coach O, Ed Ogeron, head coach of your LSU Fighting Tigers, Austin Deculus, so lineman, and Derek Stingley Jr. The LSU contingent have entered the hotel. It's different, Jordan. You don't see the throngs of fans. Not allowed this year thanks to COVID. But they are in the building getting ready to have their media session. Matt Moskonen, after further review, will follow us as he always does today. He's there. So he will have the very latest. He'll have the latest sound. You'll hear from them. Interviews, you name it, probably those guys as well. But LSU is in the house day one of SEC Media Days. Coach O, about to speak to the media. We bring in Senor Rafael Esparza. PSI Doc Sports is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Also, on Instagram, you will see a free daily video as well. Is part of that video you're going to use today? What team is Kyle Lowry going on? Ooh. Mark Stein, Rafael, reporting the Pels. Going to be one of those teams that will be in the market to try to lure Kyle Lowry in free agency. Reports out there he wants 2 years, $50 million. Where do you think he goes, though? He's 35 years old, won one title. Where do you think he goes at 35?
It's interesting because you just said it. He's won one title. So he pretty much can pick anywhere he wants. He's not chasing a ring that most of these free agents are usually trying to do
at this time. I was a bit shocked that he's chasing a 2-year. I thought he'd be looking for at least a 3, maybe an option for a 4. So that 2-year deal, it fits perfectly for the Pelicans. But look for the Miami Heat to also be interested in him as well. And, of course, some of those West Coast teams will probably be interested in him as well.
Okay. Interesting enough from that aspect of it. One of the things, obviously, we talked about on Friday on the show was Damian Lillard. He tried to clarify, I guess, to an extent. He says he expects to be back, but also said Friday, Rafael, that he hasn't made a firm decision on it yet. I would expect, and it looks like, again, I think he starts the season with Portland, huh? Wouldn't you say he at least starts the season with Portland?
Yeah, I think he does. I mean, there's only, I think, one or two teams that think that if he's traded, it would be before the season. I think that's either Golden State. I think if they swap maybe him with Philly, with Simmons. But if he doesn't end in Golden State or Philly, or I'll even throw in New York, because you have to throw in the Knicks anytime you're talking about a big free agent trying to go somewhere. But if not, if it's not those two or three places, then I think he's going to start the season with Portland.
Let me ask you this. We're 2 weeks away, but it'll be a week, not even 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks away from the NBA draft. I know it's a little different than the NFL draft, time frame wise, only 2 rounds, things of that nature. And I guess that interest is high early, right? Top 3, 4, 5 picks. And if there's movement and all, Detroit holds the number one overall pick at this point on Monday, over a week before. Are you seeing action of people thinking that Detroit trades out of it, or are, you know, kind of like this year with football? I mean, y'all know who it's going to be, and you know the first pick, and you're just waiting for the packages to roll before the announcement's made.
I think they keep it because it's pretty much for sure thing that Cunningham will be number one. But there's, I mean, you know, never Jalen Green can get some plug or some love on there. I really like Jalen Suggs. I think he's going to be a really, really good NBA player. If I had the number one pick, I know Cunningham can score, but I'm sorry, Suggs can play. He can score. He can drive, shoot the J, play outstanding defense. So he would be my number one. But I wouldn't be shocked if Detroit keeps it just because they need scoring. The Pistons can't score worth nothing.
Oh, boy. So I guess we're just going to join the, you know, the Gus Cotton Go boat today.
Yep.
Catherine Terrell agrees with Gus, yep. And now Raphael agrees with Gus.
The SS Common Sense. I said it last week. Give me Jalen Suggs. We actually brought on a guy that broke him down, who's an ESPN draft analyst. I think Jalen Suggs. Now look, I get it. Kyle Lowry brings veteran leadership, and I get in his tweets, he says the Pelicans are desperate to help Zion. I get all of that, but what if you can get a guy that has leadership, can drive to the basket, can play defense? He's 6'4", he's got good size. I would rather kind of invest in a young guy and have these three guys build, because Zion's not ready. He's nowhere near a finished product. And I think Brandon has a lot to grow in as well. So, you know, I understand this. Let's go win now. But two of your centerpieces for that aren't ready yet.
I agree on that. But if you're trying to make Zion happy, his family happy, you bring in a name. You don't bring in a rookie from a school that's got that most of these kids probably can't even spell. Gonzaga, you bring in a name, and you bring in a guy that has. You have a guy that has a ring. If you
he's
want
practically
to make
a rookie himself, Zion.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, come on, he knows a good. But no, you make look. I you make sense.
You do.
I understand it. I'm just. It's my own boat. You can have your own boat too. Believe me, everybody has an armada of bringing the veteran point guard that will get you to change those things. Speaking with Rafael Esparza.
I'm still upset that you don't think I'm at the SEC media. What, you don't think I'm there right now?
No, you're not there.
No, you're not there.
No, you're not there.
No.
You're a couple of miles away from us.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to talk about Aaron Rodgers every morning, why would you go to see me?
It's still too early to talk about football and SEC, so no.
By the way, what is the very latest on Aaron Rodgers? I saw this morning that they're still waiting for the very latest on Aaron Rodgers on Get Up.
what I'm hearing, and I'm putting all my double mortgage, my house down on it. He's going to replace Megan from The View, so he's going to not get the Jeopardy job. He's going to retire from the NFL and join The View.
Okay, not buying it. Jordan still is holding hope that fellow Jordan, as in Jordan Love, will start against the Saints. I look, people bet on anything in Vegas. Is there any line or is there anybody or action coming in on Jordan Love being the starter?
We had that up for, early in January, February, when all that nonsense came out of Aaron Rodgers. We took that stuff down because I think everyone would be not shocked if he does not have a Packer jersey on. I think he's going to be he'll be the starting quarterback for Green Bay. I don't see him doing anything else besides retire right now.
What did you think, man, of Money in the Bank? Apparently, it got good reviews. It was the first pay-per-view in, wow, a while, right, that you had, like, legit number of fans like that. You saw that excitement. John Cena comes out at the end basically set up what looks like, a SummerSlam match, right? He's back, and we're all waiting for Becky Lynch, but... What did you think, man, about some of the matches? It seemed like it got good reviews. It almost felt like, I guess, the wrestlers fed off that energy and finally being able to perform in front of an audience.
Yeah, I thought both the Money in the Bank matches were really, really good, and I really thought the Charlotte Flair match was match of the night. I mean, what those two ladies did in the ring yesterday was something pretty impressive. I highly recommend watching that match. So I gave it not a complete A, but I gave it a good B. It was probably one of the better pay-per-views I've seen in a very, very long time. And I'm here. Becky Lynch is still in Texas. If you follow her on Instagram, I'm not stalking her, but I follow her, but she's still in Texas. So maybe she makes them. She's usually after a big, pay-per-view event. Monday Night Raw is usually big. You already know Cena is going to be there. So maybe, Charlotte Flair, has interruption with her speech tonight, as she gets to her belt.
Dude, how big? I mean, the pop when Cena walked out was pretty spectacular.
Yes.
Even though it's a known, wrestler and stuff, I have to imagine the love affair that the fan base basically gave Becky Lynch the title before she went and got married and had a kid with Seth Rollins. But, like, they liked her so much, Vince couldn't do anything but elevate her. And I'm wondering the pop when you actually finally see her again, I think might be one of the all-time greatest pops.
It's going to be up there. The fans wanted during the whole Charlotte match, they were kept on chanting, "We want Becky." So the fans want to see her. It's going to be very interesting to see if she comes out tonight, but I'm sorry. One of the biggest pops I've ever, the two biggest pops I ever heard was a Hulk Hogan pop at MGM Grand. I think my eardrums blew up, and The Rock coming back in Sacramento when I was there for a Monday Night Raw. That was pretty bone chilling.
Nice, man. One other thing I want to touch on. I text you late Saturday night because it was on ESPN, like the different UFC fights they had on there. Anything in the octagon? And I saw some news. I didn't get a chance to touch on it with you, but is there another Fury coming as well?
Yeah, Fury Wilder is moved now to October 9th. So that'd be kind of cool. I'll be able to head to that match just because I'll be able to fly then. So I can't wait to see that. I was kind of disappointed I wasn't able to see that. If it was on time, UFC was okay. I mean, they didn't get the best, reviews. It wasn't the best matches. I mean, when the favorite is a $7 favorite, the main event, you kind of tell there's certain events that UFC should not just blow a pay-per-view, just a card. It should have taken this weekend off and then move it back to this week. Cause now you have a good match. TJ Gyllenhaal, comes back for UFC this weekend. So, it's good to see, TJ and Corey Sandhagen for the main event this weekend.
Okay. And finally, the most important of all questions here, Jordan. He did the job for us, thankfully, because I was not ready to do it. He did watch the greatest movie of all time, and that was Space Jam.
I watched it.
The Legacy. He watched it. I was not going to watch it. Jordan watched it. His review was this. What was it, Jordan? What was it?
Not watching it ever again.
Raphael, part of your job is to probably watch Space Jam: A New Legacy.
It was pretty awful. The only thing that was kind of funny was Michael B. Jordan's cameo. That's probably the best part of the whole movie.
Really?
Sorry to spoil it to people.
Okay. There he is.
I did laugh at that part.
Do you have stock in LeBron's tequila, by the way? The shot of him sitting.
Oh, my.
Well, first off, I mean, how small is that chair? I know he's big. He looked uncomfortable. But he had his own bottle of tequila. Like, when we go to Vegas, as I've told you already, I want to go with you. Can we bring our own booze?
No. Not like here in New Orleans, where some places you can bring your own booze. In Vegas, they want you to spend $500 on a bottle, not bring your own.
Oh, come on. I'll sneak it in.
I don't know, Jordan, if you want to do that. If Rafael has his coat with him, please let's not get him kicked out. Can we do that?
I'll try.
Sounds good. Rafael, as always, man, appreciate the time. Thank you, sir, at VSI Dog Sports. Way to follow on Twitter and go check out his free daily videos over on Instagram. Talk to you soon, sir.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great week.
There he goes. Rafael Esparza. Open phone lines the rest of the way. What do you think? Do you want Kyle Lowry? 35 years old.
We'll have to talk about it a little
bit
more.
Do you want Kyle Lowry?
I need to get it broken down a little
bit. Mark Stein says the Pels are going to make a push for Kyle Lowry. What do you want? You want him? You know me. I want Suggs. Give me Suggs. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Sports fans, YouTube TV's live TV service transforms the viewing experience with the latest and greatest technology and game-changing features. Personal watch recommendations help you find what to watch quickly and easily. And with key plays, you can catch up to the game live so you won't miss a thing. YouTube TV brings crystal clear HD live TV streaming all to your favorite devices. No cable boxes, no long-term contracts, set up in minutes. Visit YouTubeTV.com now to try it free. Terms apply.
If you're a business owner who's hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. While other companies give you too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Kellerman. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dreaming of buying your first home? What's the first step in getting a home loan? What type of assistance is available? At the Louisiana Housing Corporation, we have answers. Our mission is to help you make the most of your investment with down payment assistance, low interest rates, and tax credits. Attend one of our homebuyer education classes to learn about affordable solutions for Louisiana homebuyers. Let us help you make your dream of homeownership a reality. Contact Louisiana Housing Corporation today.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Housing Corporation.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Going to get to the phone calls here in a quick second. Jordan, recap the questions of the day for us here, sir. Got a couple of topics that I want your opinions on.
Yeah, so it has to deal with the thing that we were talking about in Kyle Lowry, with what Mark Stein had to say. There's rising buzz in New Orleans with the plans to enter the race for a free agent to be Kyle Lowry. So I put out there on Twitter, Pelicans fans, how do you feel about that? And the other question of the day has to do with Game 5 and Jrue Holiday's steal. And where do you rank that? Do you rank it in as a top 10 finals moment? You could call in 800-998-1003 or tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be live at Calvin Braxton Ford, 12-3 right there on LA1. Jordan will have some free pizza from Pizza Hut in Matthews, so stop on by, get some lunch. I've tried to put a limit on Jordan's amount. Only 2 slices tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going to get like 5 pies, so we're going to have some pizza.
Okay.
If you want to swing on by and say hi, Maddie, Jordan, myself will be there. To the phone lines we go. Roy, you're on the on-deck circle. Shane, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you today?
I'm good. How you guys doing today?
Doing well, man.
Doing well.
I was listening to the ESPN shows this weekend, and I kind of PO'd. They were talking about Dame Lillard and all of that stuff there, and then they had one woman, she was on the show, and they kept saying her comments. I don't know if that was the lady's name. And she said that no team has what it takes to get Dame Lillard. And she said New York can't do it because they don't have, and the Lakers, and I'm like raising my hand like, hey, we got some stuff we can give down here. Like, they don't even consider us as a part of it. I guess we're in the lower level Division II NBA or something like that. But they don't, like, the national media doesn't even consider New Orleans, I guess, because we're the smallest of the small markets.
Right.
But, like, we got stuff that we can give. Like, we got a lot that we can give, and there's, like, nobody has what it takes to get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's assets. It's what I've always said at the same time, too. Like, whether it's, you know, when you have a guy like Rodgers, you have a guy like Dame Lillard. I mean, it's all great. You want these guys. But, again, you're taking away their best player, or you're coveting. So you're going to ask for, you know, a good amount. And expectingly so. And I just think I would say more understanding, because it's not my decision. If the Pels were closer, just go all in, you know, kind of a thing like that. I still don't know what kind of basketball team this is. I mean, you're essentially, Shane, I don't know if you agree with me or not. You almost got to I need a different roster than what I saw last year. Now, a lot of people think I don't need to tinker that much with it, but I've got to do some pretty dramatic improvements, I think. And my two centerpieces in Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson have got to improve. You know what I'm saying? It's not like this is a known that Giannis had already won a two-time MVP. Middleton was already one of the best players in the league. Oh, let's just go get Drew to take us to the top. You had Booker and Ayton improving. Well, let's go get, you know, Chris to the top. The Pels aren't there, unless I'm blind.
No, you're not blind. This needs to be, and it's going to be, I hope, like a 75% different roster. You got to get rid of, I hate to even say his name already, Hogan Bledsoe. That got to be your first thing to do is find somebody to take him and whatever it takes to get rid of him. You got to get rid of him. And Steven Adams is a good player, but he's not worth the money that he's making. I can do that with what he does with Billy and Jackson. Mm-hmm. And the two young guys, Kyra Lewis, I'll give away one of those. It doesn't matter what's one Kyra or no, what's one of those. They can go. Not that they're not good players, but I would be willing to sacrifice them for Dame Lillard. The Kyle Lowry thing, it's going to be too expensive. I wouldn't touch him unless he's willing to take a major, major pay cut. He's like a poor man, Chris Paul, but not the young Chris Paul, the Chris Paul that's playing right now. So that's you really, really a poor man, Chris Paul. And I don't think we're not close enough to just add him and to take you over the top. You can do much better than that. I'd even take the Dame Lillard's back.
C.J. McCollum?
C.J. McCollum, yeah.
Even if I can't get Dame, if they want chances in Portland, I try to. If they don't want to give me Dame, what about CJ? Let's work something out to get CJ before I do Kyle Lowry. He's a good player and all that, but he's just a little bit over his prime.
Right. Well, and that's why I brought up his age, 35. That's why I brought it up. He's a good player, but how much are you willing to go with 35? Seems like a lot of Pels players are so hungry for veteran leadership and a good vet that they're willing to do so. I would caution Bledsoe or really players like that. You know, that you think you're getting. Just keep in mind, Father Time hits at different play. He may be good. Chris Paul's playing credible at 36. He's also a Hall of Famer. So, you know, I look at it like that.
I think he's good right now too.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Shane.
All right, guys.
I appreciate it, man. Got to get to Roy before the break here, sir. Ha ha. This is Roy Jordan. Super Finns fanboy. You love yourself, you Miami Dolphins. I got a text from General D this morning. I didn't even got to the gym this morning. And he told me that you stopped him on the way out. Xavien Howard to the Saints. There's some reports out there. You're willing to not only make it happen, you're willing to drive both parties, key players to the airport, huh?
Yep.
Roy, the report I'm reading, though, is they want Alvin Kamara. The Saints are not trading Alvin Kamara. It's not happening.
Well, I hope they don't do that. I mean, that'd be kind of dumb. But considering that Jeff Ireland is part of the Saints organization, and Jeff Ireland is the guy who actually drafted Xavien Howard, I probably wouldn't put it past him. But, I mean, to me, if he does that, it'd be kind of like a stupid move.
What's wrong with Xavien? Because here's my thing with the Xavien Howard thing, right? You and I talked about this. I didn't realize, because he wants a new contract. he feels he's outperformed his. What I didn't realize was what you told me. He had just gotten a new deal, right?
He got a 5-year, $75 million deal last year. And keep in mind, he was out for five. He was only played 5 games in 2019. And he still gave him a great deal. They gave him more guaranteed money. And then when they brought in Byron Jones getting paid maybe like $1.5 million more a year more than him. And the bad thing about this is I have never seen somebody want to renegotiate their contract a year after they signed it. That has never been done.
You know, I mean, it's interesting because you and I have talked about it. When you look at different players and what they want organizationally and things of that nature, look, there's no doubt he's a good player. But that's what I told you. I was like, that would be a concern for me. I'm like, look, we think when we value you, so we paid you this. And if you performed well, you're looking at it as you outplayed your contract. But that's what I paid you for, to continue to play well and get better. How do you think it goes with Coach Flores, what he's trying to do right now?
Well, basically, it's all about individuals. That's the way Coach Flores is looking at it. It's not about the team with Xavier Howard. So what happens if you have a bad year? You think, should you give the money back to Miami Dolphins? I mean, of course you're not going to do that. But the only way, to me, the only way I see he had a good year was because of Byron Jones. Because Byron Jones was a shutdown corner. So the target that was getting thrown to Xavier Howard was twice as much than getting thrown at Byron Jones' way. That's the only reason I think that Xavier Howard had a good year that year, was because of Byron Jones. It was like, you can't have peanut butter after jelly. They go hand in hand.
Very interesting when you look at it from that perspective. Let me ask you this before we let you go, sir. Kyle Lowry, you know this at the gym, lots of Pels talk as of late. What do you think of Kyle Lowry? Mark Stein reporting earlier today the Pels will be one of the teams trying to sign him in free agency, or at least, you know, kind of pursue him to an extent. There's one report I saw, 2 years, $50 million, could be his asking price. That's 25 a year. He's 35 years old. That's my only contention with this. What are your thoughts on Kyle Lowry becoming a Pelicans point guard?
That'd be a risk. Is if he's willing to take it. I mean, he brings in veteran leadership, but he's 35 years old. That's right. The only bad thing. It's not like he's LeBron or like Chris Paul, because the Pelicans is not there yet. They don't have those extra pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle Lowry is not going to be that main guy to take him over the top. They're going to need more than just Kyle Lowry. So, and he's 34. He's 35. That's
35, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't disagree with you on that. Again, I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just saying that's the one pause that I would sort of have on that. Now, look, you know, I mean, does it help you? I mean, his birthday is March, so he just made 35. If you want to look at it this way, at the completion of next year, he'll be 36. I don't know. Look, you could look at it, I guess, from this perspective, Roy, that maybe the list that we have in our studio, 14 games that the Pels mm-hmm. blew double-digit leads. If you have a veteran, that puts you in a playoff spot. If you win half of those, if you win 7, you're in the playoffs. So maybe they sort of envision that, and maybe they can help grow some of these younger point guards. Is that so? Look, that report's not out if that's not legit. So they're going to make a run to an extent, you know, and see if they can lure him. Now, what does Kyle Lowry want to do at 35? You know.
Yeah. So I mean, as soon as Kawhi Leonard had left, Toronto just was done. It was just done. So I see they need more than just Kyle Lowry, especially with Zion. They need more than just one piece. That's what, because, you know, Chris Paul, he got Devin Booker. They're deep. They have a really, really good depth, Phoenix Suns. Yep. Like Mikal Bridges and Cameron Johnson, they got a real good depth. So that's why Phoenix is doing real good.
Super Dolphins fan, Mr. Roy. There it is. Fans up just for you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you as always, sir, for giving us a little Xavier Howard update. I'm just telling you, they're not trading Alvin Kamara for you. Just letting you know.
Yeah, you are. No problem, man.
There he goes. Fins up. What was that?
How do you even throw your fins up?
What do you mean how you throw your fins
up? You just do this?
Yeah, fins up, man.
This is,
what do you mean like you throw your fins up?
You're putting like a high five, but
yeah,
it's like
closed. Your hands got to go straight up. Yeah. You can have a little bend to it. It's a dorsal fin. You know? Oh, they've been down for a minute. He's very excited about his Miami Dolphins.
Good luck. Five interceptions.
No, remember, he called and he said that means we got a good defense.
Oh, that's right.
Well, what do you think I'm doing next Thursday?
The same exact thing.
Exactly right. If after practice number one, we come back and Jameis Winston throws three picks, Taysom Hill throws two.
Don't have to worry about
Saints
the defense.
Saints defense, baby. Paulson Adebo. Steal of the draft.
But the
two
offense
picks today.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Incredible pressure. Buckshot Turner. Forcing the errant throw. Huh? Marcus Davenport's remotely anywhere near the quarterback in his interception. I'm going to say he's improving.
Poor Marcus.
I said it the time they drafted. It's not his fault. He didn't ask to be traded up for in two first-round picks, but they got to deliver. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. You could have asked me why I broke your heart. You could have told me that you fell apart.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans area. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, is coming for two big days only this weekend at the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours are Saturday 9 until 5, Sunday 10 till 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun, books, camouflage, jewelry and related items. Hunters and collectors, this big show's for you. Buy, sell, trade, or just spend the day browsing. Ladies are especially welcome. Admission is just $10 for adults and $2 for children ages 6 to 11. Sorry, no one under the age of 18 admitted without a parent. Got any guns to sell? Be sure they're unloaded and bring them to the show. Thousands of buyers will be there. Instant background checks available for gun purchases. The big one, the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Show hours 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 till 5 on Sunday. Come to the Pontchartrain Center on Williams Boulevard to exercise your right to keep and bear arms. While you're there, be sure to register for the $50 restaurant gift card. See you there at the big one. Sure as shooting, don't miss it.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodeaux.com.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Now let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Taking a road trip tomorrow, sir. LA1, Calvin Braxton Ford. 12 to 3, stop on by. Free pizzas from Pizza Hut. I promise I'll at least keep four of them away from Jordan.
Yeah, while you guys are eating the pizza, I'm going to be trying to...
You guys are eating the pizza? I'm talking. When am I going to eat the pizza?
Well, I'm going to be...
Negotiating?
Negotiating how to get a car.
You do need a new ride.
For free.
For... I'm sorry?
For free.
Really?
I'll do whatever they want me to do.
Well, I tell you what. When you figure that out, let me know, because I'm also in the market for a new vehicle. So.
Yeah, I don't know. You'll be talking.
No, let me know. Seriously, I would absolutely...
I'll try to cut us a deal.
Love to know.
Get you and I a car.
Yeah. Hey, I got something for you. Ready? Once again, trying to get a free car. And I don't know. I just don't see how that's going to happen. But
why not? People laughing at me?
Let's try that again. Ready? Walk up to Mr. Salesperson.
Hey, can I? I'm with the ESPN radio station over there.
Yep.
We're
glad you're here.
We're doing a remote for you guys.
Yeah, sure.
I scratched your back, you scratched mine. Mm-hmm. Maybe you.
Wait, what, a ball cap?
No.
Ford blue oval logo?
See
ball
that,
cap?
See that car over there?
Which one?
Oh, I mean, the really nice one.
Well, I know. Which one? Just pick one. Yeah. What are you talking about? Got a couple of cars in the lot. I know what you're talking about. Like the Explorer, you like the SUV, you want a truck, a little F-150?
Maybe a truck.
Oh, you're single. How about the Mustang? Know what you
yeah,
want?
Actually, yeah, I want the Mustang.
I tell you what, man, we can talk about it.
Okay, we can?
Talk, yeah, absolutely.
Well, like I said, I scratch your back, we're doing the show.
I might, you know.
And you can scratch mine.
I might be able to make sure we don't overcharge. But I, other than that.
How about
I
mean, for free?
I'm sorry. What was that?
Free.
Free, as in, like, not a dollar.
Not a dollar. I mean, I'll wear, I'll be a walking sponsor. Just give me a
That's it.
You provide me with a bunch of t-shirts.
Uh-huh. Oh, t-shirts.
And a hat, and I'll just walk around for the next 5 years only wearing those clothes.
Hmm. I'm going to go with no on that, bud. Good effort, though. Nice try. Nice try. But
I'm a walking billboard.
Again, look, if you get it done, I will be extremely happy for you.
The question will be asked.
And then I would like you to then call me and ask me and tell me how you did that. Because I'd be very appreciative of that knowledge. But we'll be there at Colin Braxton Ford. So come stop by and say hi tomorrow. We touched on already a little bit on game five. What was the thing that really stood out to you? Again, it's sort of like what Daniel mentioned. We've had a couple of callers mention on it here as well. About Chris Paul, man, just a wait for him to kind of sort of take over, huh? But, man, the defense by Drew, and is he pressing? It looks like they're pressing a bit to me. Like, I just the look on the face, look a little more pressure. Am I off on that?
It's a completely different team than the start of the series.
Looks weird, right? Here's Chris after the game. On what's going on.
You know, we knew this wasn't going to be easy. We didn't expect it to be. And, I mean, it's hard. You know, Coach said it all year long. You know, everything we want is on the other side of hard, and it don't get no harder than this. You know, so we got to regroup, learn from this game, but it's over. You know, we got to get ready for game six.
All right. Also, he mentioned one of the things that we haven't seen. And Ollie was texting me, and I saw a lot of people talk about this on Twitter. What made Phoenix fun to watch in the previous series and in the first two games of this series when it went up 2-0, Jordan, was the ball movement, right? I kind of felt they went to good old ISO ball. We know how ISO ball works, right? We had an entire season of Pelicans basketball. Brandon, pass the ball. Somebody please pass the basketball. Chris Paul and ball movement.
We talk about it all season long. We've been a ball movement team, and you know sometimes the switching can cause you to do that. You know, we exploit it at times, and sometimes we don't. We'll go back and look at the film and see what we could have did better.
There you go, Jordan. Something interesting that Brooks Kamina just posted. Again, as you figured, Ed Ogeron was asked about the starting quarterbacks in Jordan.
Yeah, he says that he believes that both quarterbacks are championship guys.
Wow. Championship quarterbacks, Jordan.
Not buying it.
Whoa, Jordan!
What did you see last year to make you think that he was a... again, well, Joe Burrow didn't have a great... Joe Burrow had
I say this to you all the time. That opening drive, the first
when he
third
changed
down.
The, when he changed the play.
No, that was the touchdown. Before we got to that, the man made like third down completions. I hadn't seen a third down completion by an LSU quarterback that you didn't cover your hands like you're watching a horror movie in seasons. I looked at that opening drive and immediately looked at the people around me, was texting friends like, uh-oh, this
Wait, Gus,
looks like
on,
a real.
Hold on. What am I doing?
Oh.
Hold on. I'm on radio right now.
You're doing the Miles Brennan.
Got to fix my hair. Put the cap back on.
I'm just saying, when you're known for constantly fixing your hair as opposed to your play on the field.
Do I look all right?
Oh.
No, seriously, do I look all right? Do I need to readjust again?
You have a hat on.
Exactly. So why do you need to keep touching your hair?
I don't know. It's annoying. I know.
You have a helmet on the whole game.
I know.
Hold on. Got a little itch.
But what is he supposed to say? I mean, he's like, I see comments already. Oh, he's full of, what is he going to say? Coach O, what do you feel about your quarterbacks? Well, I think one's okay, and the other guy, God help us. I mean, it's media days. Every head coach that is speaking today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, their teams will win the SEC. They have NFL players everywhere. Their guys have worked hard all offseason. Their guys have shown strength and perseverance and maturity to deal through COVID. We had to have a great recruiting class. We are excited that the fan base will come back to our home state. I can keep going on.
Coach O, the defense of last year was too complicated.
Oh, here we go. Jack, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you, sir?
All right, how y'all doing?
I'm doing well.
Look, I think there's very little that's more useless than player and coach interviews. I mean, because what are they going to tell you? We suck? That's not going to happen. So, you know, they do what they have to do.
I'll give you one more, Jack. Ed Ogeron, also at SEC Media, I love the mindset of this football team. So to that same point, Gus, those little one phrase, those one-liners that you usually get from coaches and players.
Mm-hmm. We'll take them one day at a time, Dad.
One day at a time, that's another one. We're
looking forward to the first regular season game and nothing else.
The next game's the biggest game?
Next game's the biggest game.
It's always one, yeah.
This is the best class I've seen in...
I believe in my guys.
All of my life.
Yeah. You believe in your guys? I believe in my guys. We'll work hard. I'll watch the film. Go ahead, Jack. What else you got?
Well, as far as the series goes, I think the problem is that Milwaukee's decided that if they put Drew on CP3... Drew can shut him down because Drew's physically imposing over him. I mean, when they put Drew on Booker, Drew makes it harder, but Booker still makes a shot sometimes.
Right. Look, you see Phoenix trying to adjust with that high screens. You're bringing a big out there right when they cross the mid-court line to try to, you know, get Chris Paul some space, and then he kind of speeds up and gets going. I just honestly think it's this. The other guys have to step up. Payne, Johnson, Ayton, they got to provide more in offense. You know, I'm not saying 20 apiece, five more apiece, five apiece in some cases, you know?
And then, guys, from the Pelicans' perspective, it really is sad how this is working out. It appears that the Bucks have a pretty good chance to win a world title. And we may have to give up most of the picks that we got for Drew just to get rid of Bledsoe. I mean, is that the way y'all see it?
Man, let me tell you something.
You got
to convince somebody to take on that money. You know, it'd be a heck of a sales job. Jordan, forget a free car. Can you find somebody to take maybe a couple of contracts on this team?
Sorry, if I do find a team, I'm going to be wanting way more
Jack,
than just a
car. Greater accomplishment for Jordan Kleber, finagling a free vehicle or finding an NBA team to take Bledsoe and Adams off your hands.
Probably the latter.
I think there's a chance that we could get rid of Bledsoe. How he's going to get a free car? Yeah, I don't know. Jordan, if you can work that out, please let me know too. I'm just saying.
Best selling, and yeah, New York Times number one best selling book.
How I finagled the car.
How I got a freebie. Oh.
You know, because the Pelicans have draft picks attached to, you know, to get rid of Bledsoe. I don't. Was somebody to give him a free car.
I hear you. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate the time, bud.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Hour 3 next on ESPN New Orleans.